down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and in the studio today, we have two awesome, hilarious guests. No pressure. You guys are, like, really funny.
You should set the bar lower.
Tell us a joke.
You guys are, like, not that funny. We have comedian, writer, and creator of the hilarious Instagram account, at Bros Being Basic and at Fashion Dads.
Yeah.
Ashley Heseltine.
Yes, you pronounced it right.
Yeah, well,
so
I practiced.
Happy.
I practiced. Also, photographer, writer, food, and travel influencer. Do you like that word?
I don't know. I feel like I've just leaned into it.
Yeah.
You know what?
You,
you know what it means? It means I don't work and people still pay me money to do things.
Yeah, embrace
basically.
It.
You know
embrace
what?
It.
I'm leaning in.
Raina Greenberg is in the house, and together they have the podcast called Girls Gotta Eat. Welcome to my podcast.
Oh, we're so happy to be here.
I'm happy that you like the sound of the room. You like my vibes.
Everything.
That I light candles and try and get you drunk. At noon.
In the morning.
Yeah. Well,
like
it's
very turned on.
Should we live here?
We love Nashville so much.
Is this your first time here?
No, I've been here. It's Raina's first time here. I've been here a bunch, but I love it more every time I come back.
Yeah, that's because it keeps blowing up and getting better.
Yeah. But like, everything's just on point. Every restaurant I've gone to, every bar.
Yeah.
It's so great.
The food scene here is magical. It's what dreams are made of.
I like the people. I'm really into the men
here. Guys.
Really?
Yes. I feel like the length of facial hair in Nashville on
and
a man is
on point.
Really on point.
Wow.
It's not like short facial hair like Brooklyn. Like it's a little more grown in.
A little scruffy.
Yeah.
You like the scruff.
I don't know if I told you this lately, but I'm into a beard now.
Okay. Now? This is a new thing for you.
It's a new thing. I haven't told her much about
it. Well, I'm more into oral sex, so I'm not, the beard's kind
that
of...
That throws you off.
It really... They don't
oh my
go
gosh.
Together.
Then I have such a perfect question for you later in the podcast because from a listener, but I'm really glad you said that.
Just to clarify, oral sex, like, on me.
On you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
When the beard
gets in the way.
You don't like...
Element.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Caitlin likes it.
Yeah, I was going to say it adds another element.
Like, an element of, like, danger. Like, what's going to happen?
Surprise.
And, like, a little, like, what's going on? I don't know, but I kind of like it, and it's hitting areas that nowhere else hits.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. You get like a little in the taint. It's fine.
Okay.
So Nashville is the place.
Nashville's great.
Yeah.
Nashville's the place to get oral sex.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well,
for you.
I think we come from a place, New York City, where it's just there's like 10 beautiful girls for every decent guy. I feel like.
Oh.
Like you walk down the street, you're like, she's a model. And then Nashville, it feels a little more balanced. Like we feel a little more like 10s here. You know what I mean? And then
I
the guys
you.
Are like, they have tattoos and facial hair, and they just seem kind of rugged.
Now, I always hear that this is an ideal girl for guys. On a look scale, you're an 8 because 10s don't exist.
True.
9s are too full of themselves.
Okay.
And 8s are like good. And on a crazy scale of 1 to 10, you're a 3 because you're like, you're not like, I don't give a shit. You care a little bit. There's a little fire there.
The crazy hot matrix.
The crazy hot scale.
Yeah.
You know this?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah. And they intersect. Like, it's a whole thing.
But I don't think an 8.
I was just
on
trying to drop
scale.
Knowledge on you guys, and you're like, let me tell you a thing. Okay, what? You don't think what?
I don't think an 8 on the hot scale can correlate to a 3 on the crazy scale. Like, I'm not sure about that. I'm like a 7, but I'm like a 2 crazy. I'm not crazy at all.
You're not crazy?
I don't think I am.
I
but I'm not that hot. That's the trade off.
I feel like I'm like, crazy being like, you could be wanted for murder.
Or just like you're a little overly jealous. You might like not murder, but like maybe just like stab them with the end of a knife.
That's 10.
By accident.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, whoops.
Stabbing whoops. Skyrockets your crazy rating.
Yeah.
At least to a 4.
What?
I would say I'm a 4. I would say I'm a 4.
Okay.
Like
that's
a
great place to be.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. It's my home.
And I think that you never want people to get too comfortable with you in a relationship. So, like,
no.
You want to always
you got to keep
be,
them on your toes.
Right. Like, they might stab me. But probably she won't, but maybe.
Yeah.
She will.
Guys love that.
Guys
they don't
love.
Want to admit it, but they like a little fear.
No, they do.
Like, they'd want to be – they get bored otherwise. They like some crazy. I am convinced.
Well, if they didn't, there's a reason why they always come back.
Right.
They like it. You know what I mean?
Love being stabbed.
That's why I'm single.
A little.
I'm not stabbing people enough. That's why
no, you're
I'm
poking.
Single. Maybe, right.
Are you poking?
No. Like, I'm Jewish, so I just nag.
Oh. You even said nag, like, not
like
nag.
A Jew?
Yeah. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
allowed to say you said neg like a Jew?
I don't think so. I like to like rip
Insta
you down.
It says Jew in it. You're allowed to say
that's true.
Jew.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. But
are you friends with the fat Jew?
You know, that's how we had his ex-wife on our show recently.
He has an ex-wife?
We're not fans.
Yes.
Oh. To be honest. No, I'm, not,
oh. I'm not a fan. I think he's funny.
Oh.
I don't have
he's
any.
Like a, he's built a career in joke stealing. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Joke stealer. But I do that too. I'm a bit of a joke stealer.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't build an entire Instagram around it, monetize no. it, turn into millions of followers.
Just a podcast.
Cropping right. handles out. Yeah.
yeah.
He's just not.
Yeah. I yeah. have no, I don't have a lot of feelings about him, but I don't know. I think the content's funny as long as he credits it. And we had his ex-wife yeah. on our show, and she was great.
Ooh, really?
She's the best
loved
person.
Her.
What is her deal? What'd she do?
Her name is Katie Storino. She has an Instagram called
The Skinny Atheist.
The exact opposite.
That's actually my band name.
Oh. Go on. I interrupted.
It's called the 12-ish style.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she really loves to talk about it. I mean, you can look it up, though, and see who his ex-wife is. But she's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She's engaged to someone else, which
Happy
she's amazing. We met him. She did our live show in New York. She's just
oh,
hysterical.
Cool.
She's like a Insta-famous dog.
Oh, I love Insta-famous dogs.
Yeah. Her
you know
dog,
Toast Meets World?
Yeah.
That was her dog.
Oh.
That was the first dog I ever followed on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like kind of wedding on the Real Housewives of New York, like the dog.
Oh.
Wore a Marquesa gown.
Wow. I don't know what that means. I don't know brand names.
It's a fancy thing.
Well,
it's a thing I can't understand.
I feel like we had a real missed opportunity with our dog and Instagram because...
Wait, you have a big dog.
Yeah. Tucker yeah. Doodle, he's 100 pounds, golden retriever,
God.
And he has like 58,000 followers on Instagram, but
yeah.
we just didn't monetize. And we like really could have, but it was a missed opportunity. And we like barely post on his page and he's just... So cute.
He's so okay. You're 100 pounds or less. Like you guys are the same size.
We weigh the exact same amount. We are actually like the exact same weight.
Okay. Well, I think that you should lean into this and like it's
okay.
never too late to monetize something. Like I'll monetize anything
right.
at all times.
Get on
so,
that
like,
BarkBox.
60,000.
Oh,
60,000's
yeah.
a lot.
No, it's a lot.
And start doing like who fits in it better, so you can wear the same outfits or like
who wore it best.
You are a genius.
I'm only
who
good,
wore it best.
I'm only good at skills that don't matter. But yeah. That's
yeah, but no,
do.
They do matter because I'm about to blow his shit up.
Oh, yeah. yeah. You could do away luggage ads. You could both get into the luggage, like who fits in it better.
Okay. Wow, Raina.
Are you looking for a job?
I'll take 10%.
Okay. I keep bumping this and almost spilling my wine and I'm really nervous about it. That is such a great idea.
Thank you. You can use when you knock your wine onto your computer, you can use the profits from the dog thing to buy a new computer.
One.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you're a rich person.
You are just always thinking.
Jew.
Wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
I don't know if you guys heard me last time and you were all over it, but be all over it now. Introducing your delicious new beauty secret, My Bite Beauty for beautifully strong hair, skin, and nails. One bite of rich, dark chocolatey bliss filled with nourishing vitamins and nutrients to help you look and feel your best inside and out. This may be one beauty secret you're willing to share. Just hide an extra bottle for yourself. My Bite Beauty formula combines key nutrients specifically designed to support healthy hair, skin, and nails. It's the same vitamins and nutrients as other beauty supplements, but much more fun, much more delicious. There's one bite, it contains 25 calories. Each bite is packed with everything you need to help you look and feel your best from the inside out, including biotin, there's vitamin C, vitamin E. It's gluten-free, vegetarian, kosher, no artificial colors, flavors, or added preservatives. Just dark chocolatey bites with rich caramel, roasted peanuts, and a whipped center. It's delicious. It pairs great with your coffee as you go through your morning beauty regime, or it's a perfect sweet treat at any time of the day. Truly feel as though you are treating yourself right by indulging in a chocolatey bite. My Bite products look and taste like your favorite bite-sized candy bars, chocolatey with nougat, caramel, peanuts, and a tasty, satisfying way to enjoy your vitamins. So to learn more, visit their website at mybitevitamins.com. Available exclusively at Target, you can find My Bite Vitamins in the vitamin aisle, or you can purchase online by visiting target.com. My Bite Vitamins. It's the vitamin you've been waiting for.
If you have listened to the podcast before, which it's fine if you haven't, I do a segment called Can You Not?
Can you not?
Yeah.
And so we'll pick a topic. Say it's like airports. And it'll be like, oh, can you not, like, line up before?
I have so many feelings about airports.
Oh my God.
If you want to do airports,
Tell me your airport. Can you not? But you have to say it like, can
I mean,
you
there's
not.
So
okay,
many.
So many. Can I just start?
Yes.
Can you not wear 4-inch high stilettos to board a plane? What are you doing?
That's my mom.
What?
My mom thinks, I think it's like an old school thing to dress up for flights. I get it, like the younger generation doing it. I'm like, what are you doing? You've never seen a more homeless chic person than me in an airport. Like, I am like, I will wear my pajamas, no makeup, greasiest hair. Like, it's like almost like it's question. My hygiene is questionable.
Same, us too. And we get recognized all the time. I'm sure you get recognized. Yeah. And like when somebody is like, oh, I saw them. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe somebody saw me like this.
Oh, see, and I like it because I feel like people don't recognize me.
Good call.
Like, we see you on Instagram. I'm all dolled up. I'll mix in a couple Reelstagrams, but like I'm usually like looking my best
self.
We
saw this weird little girl that looked like Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah, she had bird tattoos, and it's like, what the hell?
Or they'll use my least favorite word that they could ever use to describe you. Approachable. She looked so approachable.
Relatable.
I'm like, I'm like, are you calling me fat?
What? Is that what approachable means?
That's what it means. 20 pounds overweight. That's what they're
stop.
Somebody
can
called
you not?
Can you not?
Somebody called me pretty in person after our show
the
other day.
Oh, I get that one all the time. It is a compliment. But I get that all the time. I always get people say to me, you're way prettier in person and you're way smaller than I thought you were, which I don't take as a compliment because I'm like, you already think I'm so small on Instagram. Everybody comments on it all the time. Today, a guy at the gas station said to me, do you need help pumping your gas? Your arms look like they can't really handle it because
they're very small.
I was wearing like a tank top and I was like shaking because my arms were sore from the workout.
Okay, you have very thin arms. Yeah. Mine are fine, whatever they're proportionate. But I have so minimal upper body strength, it's insane. Like, the door to my bikini waxing salon, I, like, can't open it sometimes. Like, I'm, like, throwing my whole body into it. No upper body strength. It's an issue.
See, I'm tiny, but I'm mighty.
Oh, you are strong. I'm not strong.
You look athletic.
Well, yeah.
Thin,
oh, my gosh.
But athletic.
Nobody has ever said that to me before.
Like, you look like you don't look unhealthy. Like, you look like you work out.
Yeah, you look great.
I get on Instagram all the time that I look sick.
Ew.
You're like, people
I'm
are
sorry
sick.
You're so jealous of me. Yeah, I'm like,
can you not?
Go on with your airport, can you not? That was a good one.
Okay. Can you not line up at the gate an hour before it boards because you have an assigned seat?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? I don't understand.
I mean,
people are such go-getters at the airport.
People want to get their bag on the plane.
I am the last person to board.
Okay. Can you not bring a tuna sandwich on the plane?
Who does that?
Why do you have this food that smells bad on an airplane? That's crazy to me.
That's a great point because somebody actually, one of their bosses, can you not open up a bag of broccoli in the middle of our meeting?
Okay, I did that in our studio once.
It smells like farts.
It was crazy. They had to air the studio out. Raina brought Broccoli Rob into the studio.
Alongside
some bodega salmon. I'm like, what is happening?
You're that person. You probably bring the...
You haven't done it on the air. You have not brought broccoli.
Do it on the airplane.
You probably bring tuna sandwiches on the airplane.
No, okay, listen. I am pretty self-involved, but like I'm not self-involved enough that I need to bring a tuna sandwich on. Like,
it is so offensive. I just can't.
It is offensive.
I can't wrap my head around it.
No. I'm totally with you on that. Or a woman on the plane the other day painted her nails. Like the fumes from her nail polish. I'm like,
terrible.
What are you thinking?
That's crazy. Yeah. I have a good one.
Okay.
Can you not bring a baby on the airplane? It is so not okay. They need their own airline. I'm sick of this.
That's actually such a funny idea. It's like a whole new airplane for like babies. That's so funny because I'm so different. I actually love a good crying baby on a plane.
What?
I'm like, put them in my arms. I will rock them to sleep. I love babies.
What?
Like, yeah.
No, I'm hearing a whole new airline. I'm going to call it JetPoo. For babies.
Wow.
JetPoo.
I've been holding on to
hilarious.
That one.
I've been just like saving this one up in case Caitlin ever mentioned babies on airplanes.
You're like, oh my God, it's happening.
This is my time.
I finally get to drop the joke.
JetPoo.
I wrote this down in my Moleskine like 3 years ago.
You really put it out into the universe and it came back to you.
She's just been sitting here waiting the whole time.
Like, how can I turn this conversation to my great business
idea? You were
like,
wait, can you not... Airplanes, let's go. That's what you did.
Oh, right.
You knew.
I'm very manipulative.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But like in a very business savvy way.
You never see me
Boss
come
day.
In.
That was good. Yeah, I love babies. It's weird.
I love babies.
Raina loves babies.
Love them. Ashley, every time Ashley sees a dog, she's like, can I pet your dog? I'm like, every time I see a baby, I'm like, can I hold your infant?
Yeah, I'm the same way. But Ashley, we also have very different opinions on air conditioning. I hate air conditioning.
What?
Yeah. Look at your face.
I am not. Oh, okay.
We've had a whole situation in the last 24
hours. Oh, my God. I love air conditioning so much. Like, we live in America. It's a luxury we get to have.
It is a luxury.
I can't understand. Okay. What do you hate about it?
First of all, have you ever been in Germany?
Yes.
Yeah. They don't believe in air conditioning over there because Europeans are very healthy.
Right. It's bad for you.
It's bad for you.
I can't live without it.
Anytime I have air conditioning on, I'll wake up sick.
Oh, like a sore throat. I get that.
Sore throat. Yeah. I'm congested. My face looks like I'm sick. I'm swollen. I'm like, it's just not good. I hate being cold.
Yeah, I like it.
But what
I hate being hot. I can't be hot. I start to, Raina, I mean, she's seen me have so many meltdowns at this point, but like we checked into our house yesterday and immediately I can feel that the AC's not working.
Oh,
and it was it was not okay. But can you sleep in
yes.
the heat?
Yes. I like being toasty.
I think we're just different.
Yeah, we are. That's okay.
It's okay.
But what if the air conditioning is in another? Like, I can't sleep if there's any noise or light. I'm very sensitive to it. So if I can't hear it and it's in another room, that's fine. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to feel it blowing on me directly.
I want to hear it. I love the sound.
I like the sound.
I love the hum.
I love the sound. The white noise puts me to sleep.
Same.
The blowing in the face, no.
Can't do it. Hate it.
Yeah, I don't want it on my face. It's not great for your skin. I can't, like, be in a place, like a bar or a restaurant in the summer with no AC. Like, I get mad. I get angry.
And I get angry when I'm freezing cold. I
yeah.
get it. It's like a hangry feeling, like you're irritable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I understand. Listen, I never evolved past being 4. Like, you know, being an adult is being able to, like, when you have urges, you just don't, like, act upon them and throw a tantrum. Like, if I am really cold or I have to poop or I'm hungry or I'm thirsty.
Yeah, like a baby, you throw a tantrum.
I lose my mind. That's how Ashley is about air conditioning.
I totally get that.
Loses her mind.
I lived in Atlanta for 10 years, mm-hmm. and, like, it just kind of towards the end, Atlanta, I mean, clearly the climate's changing.
Yeah.
Towards the end, like, these summers just, like, broke me. Like, I was like, it's so hot.
I mean, you have to have air conditioning on at some point in the summer.
Oh, yeah. And again, down there, it's everywhere, central AC. But, like, in New York, it's touch and go. And, like, these bars in New York, they're like, it's May. Just open the windows. And you're just, like, sweating buckets trying to, like, have – I don't know.
I mean, you're very passionate about this topic,
I'm really passionate about it.
I'm like
– It's a healthy disagreement.
It's healthy disagree. Agree to disagree. I'll take that.
I had something come true the other day that I was really excited about.
Well, I hope you tell
show.
Us.
Yes.
Go on.
We did a panel discussion for, I don't know, 120 females, this, like, female, like, women's group. And it was so great. Mm-hmm. And this one guy came on a date with this girl. Mm-hmm. And I was like, on their third date.
Okay.
And our panel.
We had like a big, like, you know, sit around and drink before the panel. And mm-hmm. I started talking to them. And I thought I like kind of had a vibe with this guy. And I was like, he's kind of cute. I don't know. If this doesn't work out, whatever. and I was like, can I talk about you guys during the panel? Do you mind? And they said no. And so during the panel, I was like, I want to like shout out this guy on like a third date. Like, congratulations to you for like working this hard for a blowjob.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, you came to my event.
Right.
And stayed the whole event. I don't know. I thought we had a vibe. The girl was like, I'm not really into him. It's like, I don't think I'm going to see him again.
Yeah.
And he slid into my DMs yesterday and asked me out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy for you.
It's incredible.
Cool.
It was very honest. He was like, hey, you know, I was on a date with that girl. It didn't work out. I liked her. She was very nice. Never heard from her again. He was like, but I loved your show. Thought you were really smart.
Well, that's because he knows he's going to get a blowjob.
Oh, right, because you said blowjob. The second you said blowjob, it was on.
Yeah, that's why you felt the vibe. You're so intuitive. No. You felt the vibe. No, you told him that it was good that he's working for a blowjob.
Listen, I'm just out here blowing them till they commit. That's my strategy.
That's her Instagram bio.
Are you single?
It's crazy that I am, right?
Right?
My strategy is flawless.
I'm like the opposite of that. I'm like, don't touch me. Like back in my dating days, I loved being a prude.
Well, that's why you are in a relationship and I'm
not.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. You're the one in the relationship.
All right. It worked out. But well, I mean, let me know how that goes.
I will. I'll text you and let you know. I'm excited. Really,
Is he going to be in Nashville?
No, he's in New York.
So he's where you live.
Even better.
This is great.
Much
and
more
he's
convenient
like heard
for the blowjob.
The podcast.
This is so
like,
great.
You know, like, that's the thing. We're always like, oh, God, what's going to happen if they hear the podcast?
Yeah.
The guys that we want to date, he's like, already heard it.
So yeah.
It's great. He's already been through the, like, you know,
Yeah, he gets training. It. Yeah. He's like, you already set the bar for what it is. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is me.
Well, people ask us all the time, like my parents and like exes of mine, and people have asked us, like, what would you do if you dated somebody that didn't want to be talked about on the podcast? Yeah. And we're both just sort of like, that person probably wouldn't date us.
Yeah, you know? Don't date them. They're not for me then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to be able to hang. They got to be able to hang.
So you guys know that I like to talk a lot about my beauty on the podcast, whether that's hair, makeup, skin routine. I recently had I call her my skin girl, my girlfriend Elizabeth on, and I'm always trying to get my guests to dish about their routines. I don't know. I find it interesting. Apparently this stuff matters to me, and it's more than just looking good. It's about feeling good. I just feel like when you feel good, it helps your confidence. Sometimes you like to get glammed up. Sometimes you like to feel like you're expressing yourself. And it makes you feel like you can take on the world. Who run the world, girl? I just like having structure. I feel like I'm all over the map all the time. So having a little routine in my day makes me feel a little more confident as well. Whether that's just waking up in the morning, washing my face with some products, putting on a little makeup, doing my hair. And I know I've talked about this before, but after The Bachelor and, you know, social media trolls, they'll get you. I remember after my time on the show, I started developing some insecurities from just watching myself on TV. I already learned so much about myself through that process by that point, but obviously growing is never really done. I would also like to note that I did always feel beautiful. It just affected the way I was feeling about myself. And that's why it's so important to just take ownership of your beauty, whatever that means to you, and recognize that the most beautiful thing about ourselves are the possibilities. Actually, I have an idea. How about this? Let's take it to the gram. I'll post a selfie or whatever works best to my Off the Vine podcast page, and you can comment a time when you went for it with a bold new look. Maybe you had a big date, maybe you were going to a festival, maybe you had a class reunion. Like, I know some people gave me a hard time about tattooing freckles on my face, but to me, I was like, I think freckles are so beautiful, and I like to express myself in that way, and it made me feel good. Or how about my first trip to the CMAs after The Bachelor when I was a rookie? I styled myself and got on the worst dress list. Yet again, nothing wrong with that, but I didn't take the opportunity to show off, and you know what? Why not? I just feel like it's really fun to get glammed up for events. So when I'm ready to go try out a new look or style, I love to go to Ulta Beauty. I just feel like Ulta Beauty really celebrates the possibilities in all of us. When you walk in, they help you feel like you can be whatever and whoever you want to be. Hopefully that's yourself. It doesn't hurt that they have over 20,000 of the best products across makeup, fragrance, hair care, skin care, and more. It's like Disneyland for me when I walk in there. It's just the total beauty experience. They'll help you select the perfect beauty products. They also offer hair, skin, and brow services. Oh, and don't forget that Ulta Beauty is America's largest beauty retail with locations all around the country. I actually remember one time that my friend and I were getting ready. She was going on her first date. It may have been Tinder. And we did a bold look for her, and we went to Ulta Beauty to get all of our supplies. It was so easy. We got mascara, got foundation, we got blush, we got it all, everything we needed. So when you're ready to run the town, rock a certain look, or tell your story, Ulta Beauty is here to make it happen. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
So you guys are here for the live show tonight, and then you have an upcoming show. Where? Are you on like a little tour?
We just did Atlanta.
Yeah.
And our next show will be in Chicago in early November, but sorry, it sold out. And then we have a holiday show
cool.
in New York on December 18th.
Oh, fun.
Week before Christmas. Best city in the world for Christmas time.
It's the best.
What Raina is a Jew. It's
all I ever wanted growing up.
Happy Hanukkah.
Are we just going to call this episode Raina is a Jew?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're so excited. We're like have all these holiday things planned. So,
oh, that's so fun.
And then next, we already have some 2019 dates booked. So
cool. Where can people buy the tickets? And
All of our stuff is girlsgotepodcast.com.
Okay, cool.
And then that'll be shows, merch, everything.
What made you came up? English, Caitlin. What made you come up with the name Girls Gotta Eat? Because I used to say that all the time when people shit on me for doing like ads on Instagram.
Yeah, you have a little thing on your Instagram, right?
Yeah. That's when you're, I always say Girls Gotta Eat, yeah.
I came up with it. I tweaked it a little bit because I think that the term is actually like Girls Gotta Eat, like girl apostrophe, like a girl's gotta eat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, we'll make it plural. And I thought of Raina with the food angle, and I was like, you know, you have the food Instagram,
yeah.
And I have the comedy Instagram, and obviously we're going to be talking about sex and dating and relationships,
yeah.
And so we were just like tossing around ideas, and I said Girls Gotta Eat, and then we kind of thought, like, oh, like GGE is a cool way to abbreviate it. Mm-hmm. We can do a lot with this.
Yeah.
And we even thought ahead to like merch and all that kind of stuff. So it's just
cool.
We went with it. Yeah.
It's been very like tongue in cheek. It's a funny like saying to say people buy it. It's not like wearing like a brand's name.
Yeah.
It's still a saying.
Yeah.
So it's cute.
Raina would say you guys really leaned into that.
We really leaned in. I was glad she went for it. I was like, what do you think about Girls Gotta Eat? Like cross my fingers. And she was like, love it.
It's fun being in a partnership, like when you tell the other person something you're really excited about. And they're like, I love this.
Yeah,
so, like,
absolutely.
I'll design the merchandise. And, like, I love when she, like, loves what I design and things like that.
This is why I work solo, because I'm like, if people don't like my ideas, I'm just like, F you.
Well, I know. It would be really hard. Luckily, we agree on everything.
So you're good at compromise.
Yeah, really. Really good compromiser. Is that a word?
Yeah. I say words that aren't words all the time. But
that sounded weird. Compromiser.
Compromiser.
I'm good at compromising. Whatever. People get what I mean.
They get it.
God, it's early and the wine's hitting. The coffee hasn't hit. But so since you guys talk about like dating and relationships and all that on your podcast, what does your love life look like right now? Well, you got the date coming up, so TBD.
We both date. Neither of us are in like serious relationships. I think we're both sort of in a place in our life where we're like really happy with what we're doing. We got a lot going on. If like love and dating falls into that, that's great. I won't speak for you. That's where I'm at. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like if I find somebody, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I'm going to see an ex. I'm excited to sleep with him.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yes.
Okay, wait. I read this in your bio. You like to recycle ex-boyfriends.
She's a recycler.
I'm a recycler.
Oh.
Less work.
That's, like, such a danger zone.
Okay, not the ex, an ex.
Oh, okay. That's so, very
just,
different.
And it's just for sex. It's somebody I dated like 4 years ago. It ended perfect. Oh, that was great. But I'm not going to be with this person.
Okay.
So if we're at a wedding together and we're both looking nice and we're drunk.
Yeah.
We're gonna,
why not?
Great.
Girls got to eat.
Girls got to eat.
I love that. See, and that's a very good end for like.
I know. So it works for anything.
Where are you at?
Yeah. I mean, I date a lot. Like I'm always going on first dates. I've had serious relationships here and there. I'm very open to it. Again, like our life is full. We travel all the time now. Everything's going really great. Like I don't feel like anything's missing. But, you know, I would eventually like to find somebody. I was joking on the first episode of the podcast, which we launched in February of this past year. I was like, I'm going to get engaged this year. I was like, I can feel it. It's my New Year's resolution. I can feel it. What happened is that my ex got engaged.
Oh, that's what you were feeling. You were sensing something.
I could sense.
An engagement. And it was your
ex. Wrong engagement.
I mean, you were close.
I was close, but so far.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I have pretty decent luck dating in New York. I don't go on terrible dates. I meet nice
guys. That's amazing, because I've heard horror stories about guys in New York.
I think I have a good sense of a good person, you know, and I don't like to use the word picky. I need to connect with somebody. So I go on a lot of dates where I'm like, it's just not, the thing's not there.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I need a funny guy, I do comedy. And so I think it's, the challenge is just like finding that connection.
And not somebody who's funnier than you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
As long as we have the same sense of humor.
Yeah, it says a lot about your confidence.
Yeah, I don't need to be like, I mean, I haven't found one.
Yeah. I mean, good luck trying, but kudos to you if you can be. But
we had a comedian on our show who was like, guys like to be the funny one. And I was like, is that why I'm single? Because I'm too funny?
Right? Well,
my boobs are too big and I'm too funny.
Yeah,
too good at blowjobs.
Too many blowjobs, too funny.
My cooking skills are too amazing. People are like, I'm so intimidated by you, I can't ever measure up.
I get it.
But I don't think, I think that her and I are both very rational people. Like, I know that dating in New York and any major city can be such a horrible nightmare, but I don't think we put ourselves in situations as much as possible that's going to be a nightmare.
That's what I was going to ask you next was with dating in 2018. I like where your guys' head's at because you're like, we're modern women, we're working, we're like killing it right now. If that fits into our life, like, bring it on. But you're not like actively like, give me a guy, which I love.
Right.
But what are your thoughts on dating in 2018 with social media? Like, I feel like there's this sense of like a fantasy almost. When you know how like when you meet somebody back in the day, like you kind of just like meet them and you get to know them. And now there's this foundation of like it's like a fantasy world, I feel like, with connecting on social media, because you can create these like unrealistic expectations of yourself and be like, look at me, this is who I am. And of whoever you're meeting, like you're like, are they actually that good looking in person?
Right.
Are they that funny? They have time to like think out their captions and to like, they could hate hiking, but they like looks cool on Instagram for a good hiking photo. Like everything's so misleading. What are your thoughts on dating in 2018? How would you like to ideally meet a guy?
So I think that, like, today everybody is, like, their own PR agent, essentially. Like, everybody has, like, this, I don't know, this persona they put out. And I think in relationships people do, too, and everybody to an extent. I mean, her and I are not going to put photos on Instagram of ourselves not having fun in an airport. Like, the stuff we put forward is all the good fun stuff also. I think it adds a layer of difficulty to dating because, yes, everybody's, like, out there. Like, nobody makes a dating profile that's like, you know what, I'm really grumpy when there's no air conditioning.
Yeah. I've kind of said that. That was on my Hinge. It said, where do you find you at the party? I was like, by the AC unit. Like, yeah.
Well, this, like, is why she's the dating expert, okay? Other people don't do that.
You do just put it out there. I like that. I respect that.
Yeah. I mean, I do also think, I think Rain and I both, and this is why we connect so well, and I think people, like our chemistry on our podcast, I think we both have a sense of someone that's full of shit, like, immediately. And so I think, whatever, if someone wants to have a profile or whatever it is on their dating or their Instagram that just isn't authentic to who they are, I think you pick up on that immediately. Like, within an hour. You know, like, we have we've had a few guests even on our podcast that, like, even our listeners picked up on, like, a lack of authenticity. Not a ton, like, two.
Yeah.
And I think we pick up on that in real life. Like, I can, you know, that's the thing. Like, if someone his captions and his everything's so funny, and then I meet him, I'm like, this isn't who you are. Like, I'll take,
you'll know within
have these drinks that you buy for me, and then I'm out here.
Yeah, and then peace.
But I think
and then you flip a table.
Flip the table. God, I hope this happens. I'm ready to flip a table.
A TV stand.
But I think we present ourselves pretty how we are. How we look.
I could see that, yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that meets me and Ashley. People ask all the time, like, how authentic are you in real life versus the podcast? There's nobody that meets us that isn't like, you're exactly all the time the same person. But I understand the need and the want to, like, do the Instagram filters and the funniest captions and, like, draw people in. And you're like, this is the best part of me. Like, this is me at my best.
Right.
But this is why, like, I really encourage people to, like, meet in the wild. We have an episode about it. Yeah. And it's one of our best episodes. People
really?
Love it. About, like, just how to meet a man in a bar.
Yeah.
And I think that so many people don't know how to do that. I'm not always great at it either. I don't, like, just see – I usually just, like, see somebody hot, put them on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And then hopefully somebody knows them.
9 times out of 10, it happens.
Really?
She'll put someone on an Instagram story she sees in the subway or in a restaurant. 9.5 times out of 10.
Really?
Someone – it's he comes forward or a friend.
That's so funny.
They're like, that's my cousin. That's my brother.
Yeah.
Like,
here's his phone number.
It's shocking. It never fails.
That's actually such a good system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is have 350,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And then you too could be your own dating
matchmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I just think, just to piggyback off that, like, when it comes to Instagram, I've just used Instagram because that's the main thing now, and it's what we use the most. Like, I think you get to a point, whatever it is, age, maturity, where you're like, what do people post doesn't mean anything.
That's
you
so true.
You see couples post the most beautiful couple pics and they break up the next week.
Yeah.
Like, we all – you have to be aware of that. Like, everybody's posting their highlight reel.
I do think we're –
you cannot compare yourself.
I think people are starting to be more aware of that and realize that because the longer Instagram is a thing, the more people realize that. Because I do – like, I talk about it a lot, and I think it's just having those conversations too of, like, that it is the highlight reel and that it is, like – what you see is not what you get, but it's the best of the best. And sometimes it's nice to, like, mix in, like, a real photo or be like, oh, it's not, like, super photoshopped. And, like, but, like, it's – I don't know. I just feel like people are starting to be more aware of the fact that social media is not real life because everybody's talking about it.
I like Instagram stories a lot. I like what you do on yours. You're always, like, talking in your car.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, that's a little more realistic. I mean, of course you want to post your highlight reel, but, like, Ashley told this really good story on one of our episodes. We did this, like, reality versus – what do we call it?
Instagram versus reality.
Is that what we call it? Like, hashtag relationship goals or something. We had a guy from Jerry come on to do the show.
Oh, yeah.
But we talked about couples that, like, put out this persona and you just know it's, like, such bullshit.
Yeah.
Ashley told this, like, story about, like, how she'd gotten into a fight with her boyfriend at a concert, but they posted this photo. Well, you can tell the story. I thought it was very funny.
Well, yeah.
We went to this festival and he left me there. It was horrible. Oh. It was a horrible day. But before he did that, we got a cute picture. And so I had to, like, wait out the fight. And I was like, it took 2 days. We made up. He brought me some food, obviously. And then I was like, time to post a cute pic. And we posted the picture. And everybody's like, perfect couple alert. And we really loved each other a lot. We were, at one point in time, a very great aspirational couple. But it was funny to me. I was like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
But this day was horrible.
Right.
But we snagged one cute pic.
Yeah.
Now it's on Instagram. And now everyone's like, did you see them at that festival? They were so cute. And it's like, he left me there.
That's funny. It would be actually really funny if people started posting these, like, perfect photos, but then the caption was like, what really happened that day?
I'm going to go back. You know what? I'm going to go back. Yes. This is 2015. I'm scrolling back.
Yeah.
Like, FYI, he left me here.
Yeah. This is a new viral Instagram account idea. I think that we should take photos of couples at like all these festivals and write captions about what actually happened.
Yeah, what really happened that day.
Like 30 seconds later, he had a psychotic meltdown because this was the 75th photo that she made him take.
Yes. That's, you know what?
You're so right.
Before this airs on Tuesday, we're going to find an account that hasn't been taken. We're going to name it like what really happened that day.
I love this.
And we're gonna do this.
call your bluff.
Yeah.
There was one way back in the day called You Did Not Eat That.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was all the models pretending to eat In-N-Out or whatever it was. And it was just.
Did they really pretend to eat?
I think so. No.
Yeah, it was like all these like really gorgeous celebrities
like a piece of pizza
with
like to their lips. It's like,
oh,
you did
but
not
they
eat
were
that.
Like, yeah, that's yeah. Spencer Pratt always makes fun of like people in gossip magazines because he's like, you called the paparazzi and you knew the paparazzi were there and you're like pretending to take a selfie because you know you see all those photos of like people always look so good in these gossip magazines and they're like, how did the paparazzi get that close and you just didn't notice and you're like perfectly eating a slice of pizza or like taking a selfie like, but he calls people out for that all the time.
Should
it's
we do
so
that?
Funny.
We should
it.
Do that.
What actually happened.
Yeah.
I'll start it off.
Yeah. You're good at this. Yeah. We're making this a thing. People are going to hold us to it, too. They'll be like, where's the Instagram account?
Oh, my God. We have so many business ideas in this room.
The boss.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hi, we're Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamonds perfect for birthdays or just because days. If you've never heard of lab-grown diamonds, the thing to know is they have the same chemical makeup and are just as sparkly as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab. And while diamonds from the earth are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, making them more affordable at $200 for a quarter carat, plus the cost of the setting. The best thing about them is they come in different colors, like pink and blue. Natural diamonds in those colors are so rare, you've probably never seen one before. But now with a little help from our scientists, you can own a lab-grown one or several. Choose from necklaces and earrings for yourself or as a gift to your bestie, your mom, or your bestie who's a mom. Because you and all the women in your life deserve to sparkle. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds. Impeccably made. Delightfully priced. Check us out at lightboxjewelry.com/vine.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, if you like my show, then you're going to love the Lady Gang podcast on Podcast One. The Hollywood Girl Posse has tackled the biggest names and stories in Hollywood, and now they're taking over your TV. Check out the funniest ladies on the planet as Kelty, Becca, and Jack prepare for their upcoming premiere this Sunday, October 28th on E! Congrats, ladies. Check out Lady Gang podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I should make a segment on my podcast and read my notes from my phone because sometimes I'm like sometimes I'll write down like funny chirps, like ways to make like passive aggressive, like jabs at people. I'll like put
just
it
so
in
you
my
don't
notes.
Forget.
Well, you should see our podcast notes. Mine will be like fast comer, can't stay on top. Like
stop. Please pull up your notes right now and tell me what's in there.
We do a segment called Is This Weird?
Yeah.
And, well, one day you'll have to come on our podcast.
Yes,
and we'll play it with you.
Yes, please.
But it's people write in this stuff that happens in their dating, sex, life, and it's Is This Weird? And shit's weird.
Shit is weird.
I mean, the things that people send us, not even the sex stuff is funny, but even like the aside from the sex stuff, just the weird life stuff that people do, it blows our mind.
Well, what a great way to go into confessions.
Oh, my God, you're amazing at this.
You're so good.
Guys,
are you taking notes?
Oh, my God. I hope you guys are taking notes.
No, brain is great.
I left my moleskin somewhere.
I was like, every week trying to come up with confessions. Sometimes I take it to Twitter or Instagram to really rely on the listeners to confess to me because they do. When you're talking about your segment about is it weird and you're like shit gets weird. My DMs get so weird when I ask for people to confess. And so many of them say, please don't say my name. And I'm like, yes, those are the ones. Those are the ones
the
I
deep,
want.
The deep, dark secrets?
The really
and
deep,
are
dark
they,
ones.
Do you put like ask for a certain type of confession?
So today I did.
Okay.
Usually it's just like whatever you want to confess to me.
Oh, you did
tell
like a
me everything.
Confession?
Are they serious or are they always funny?
hilarious.
Okay.
So funny. And today I did relationship confessions. So let me read you a couple. I'm not going to read their names because they've asked me not to.
Right.
Relationship confession. One, I shaved my significant other's butthole the other day and it was the best bonding experience we've ever had. You must try it.
Oh, my God. That is really intimate.
I don't know. Sometimes you can't reach. Like,
I get it. But, like, a bonding experience?
The whole. Yeah. Not just the cheese.
Yeah. Like, and how did you do it? Now I'm picturing this and I'm like, did you – was he on his – all
on
fours?
His knees?
Well, maybe
in
the
shower,
laying down, and he like,
of course, you're in the shower. Can't dry shave a butthole.
Yeah, but is he like in the tub, and he just like brings his butt up, and like right. She's outside of the tub because she right. needs to get like good.
She could have been. He probably spread his cheeks. You know what right. I mean? And then she kind of got in there.
What's the lighting situation? Is it like today right. where I have candles lit? Was it romantic?
I would like candles to do it.
I would like candles
for sure. This is an evening activity.
And wine.
This is not a before work activity. This
no,
is
no,
an
no.
Evening. We've had some whiskey.
Netflix and butthole. Shaving.
Try it. Everybody try it and get back to me on that one.
Also, these people don't live in New York because nobody has a shower, a tub big enough to shave a butthole.
Oh.
Maybe.
I think I could. I could shave a butthole in my tub.
In your tub?
I have a tub.
Yeah, I know.
I don't take baths in it, but it's there.
But it's there. I mean, I'd shave a butthole or two in there, but I would.
For sure. Definitely big enough for that.
Bathe in it.
When I found the place, I was like, hey, so to the realtor, I'm like, what do you think about two people doing a butthole shaving in this tub?
Okay, but can one person be in all fours and I could stand? You made the guy like mime it out with you before you signed.
I'm picturing her crouching down. I'm picturing it like if you were doing a blowjob in the shower, like same position. Like she's kind of
like,
crouching
oh, let
down.
Me help you out here.
Yeah. Like, okay. I don't know. I don't think it's that crazy. I'm for it. If somebody wants
really?
To shave my – I love like a nice clean butthole or butt like strip.
Wow. Okay.
On myself. Well, so if somebody wanted to do that for me, that's fine.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Two, she wrote three, by the way. Two, my partner and I talk in baby voices and think it's sexy.
I'd have to hear them. Like,
right.
Because I had an ex that, like, it wasn't baby talk, but it was like we had some cute pet names and, like, I wouldn't want anybody to hear it. But
when it was it was like intimate.
But it wasn't like real baby talk.
Like, yeah. like they call it like Little Whittle.
Ew. No, yeah.
I'm
what's
just envisioning
that?
Like
him being
like the way you talk to an infant,
right?
Like, what's a little baby?
Oh yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I want. That's true.
Do you
You'd
want
have to
your
hear
little dick sung?
Oh yeah, gross.
I feel you experience with this.
Yeah, that
that just came out so naturally for you.
Yeah, and you were not defensive. You were defending. The baby talk.
No, I think there's a line.
Yeah.
Like so there's a hardcore line.
Yeah.
We always say, like, when we play Is This Weird, like, as long as you don't feel personally violated or frightened, nothing is weird.
Yeah.
Like, if this gets them going, then, like, I don't
what
know.
What could be weird for me might not be weird for you.
For sure.
It's all up. Yeah, okay. Three, we drink from the same coffee cup every morning because we both can't drink a full cup. I think that is, first of all, crazy that you can't. Drink a full cup of coffee.
This person is canceled.
That's insane. What's the point? And two, I actually think that's so romantic.
It's cute. Yeah, super cute.
I think it's so cute. They share a coffee in the morning.
I have a third hypothesis.
Okay.
Maybe they just can't afford a second cup.
Oh, my God.
So they just drink out of the same cup.
And that's...
They just have the one coffee cup in the apartment.
Maybe.
Maybe he just doesn't have any other cups. He's like, honey, you know
what
I really
do? Let's send him one of our cups.
One of the girls got to eat mugs.
We'll send him a girl's got
to eat mugs.
Plug in our merch.
Okay.
We'll send him one.
Okay. Well, you know who you are out there. DM me again because we're going to send you a mug. And then you can like.
You can each have your own little
and
mug.
And you, yeah. And. But the thing is, then just pour the coffee in two different mugs,
right.
You know? I think they like the bonding.
The bonding, sure.
If they're shaving each other's buttholes, I think they like the bonding thing of sharing a coffee cup, you know?
This couple is very close.
Like, they are a couple
they're
goals.
They're made to be
They
together.
Really are. Oh, that's cute. God, actually, I really want to look into her profile now because she said, love the podcast. And when my partner works out of town, I listen to your podcast in the car so I don't feel alone.
Oh, doesn't that just make you like cheer up that you could ever make somebody feel like that?
Are you a crier?
Oh,
we cry.
Every
day.
I cry all the time. Actually, I just started like because I started to suffer from really bad anxiety in the last year, and so I've been seeing a doctor about it. And I tried Zoloft.
Okay,
it did not work for me.
Oh no!
Why am I choking every 2 seconds? I think it's like so important to talk about like mental health all the time.
I love that you do it, and I love that you did it on the episode we listened to today. I think it's amazing.
It is. It's so important, and I love being open with people, and I'm like, I've talked to a doctor so many times, and I tried Zoloft. It made me have more anxiety, and I was so terrified to try anything else because I was like, what if it makes me have these intrusive thoughts again? Like, I'm scared. I tried a different thing, and it is so working for me.
Oh, great.
But I miss crying all the time.
Oh, I know. It's so cathartic to cry.
It is. I feel like a new woman after I cry. I feel like I've, like, cleansed my soul. I'm, like, in a better mood. I love having a good cry. And
but
now
you
I'm,
can
like,
happy cry.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Happy cry now.
I happy cry all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
We happy cry. We don't sad cry. Well,
I still sad cry once in a while. Like, I watched This Is Us last night.
Ugh.
And I froze my eggs. And so on this last episode, Kate does the egg retrieval. And it reminded me of like my time of doing the surgery. And I was like, oh my God, I was sobbing.
I've cried. I've watched every episode except last night. So no spoilers. But I cry every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I cry every week.
This Is Us cuts to the core. Have you seen the previews for next week?
No, because I don't even say it, girl.
No, it's when you guys are listening to this podcast, it's on tonight. The episode that's going to really, really get you.
We just cry. Our listeners like make us cry. Like the emails that we get, and like we never thought that. Like we hoped, I guess, but we just never truly anticipated. Like, you changed my life. Mm-hmm. You helped me through this dark time.
Yes,
and it's just so it's the
so
best
moving.
Thing in the world. It's like this is what we were meant to do. It feels really good.
No, it is, and just like it's what makes you want to go do your job too, because anything becomes a job to a certain point. Like I was saying, like even podcasting, it's like my dream job, but it becomes difficult at some point. And so when you read stuff like that, or you read like Instagram, when you get all the trolls, but then you get like the people that are saying you change their lives, you're like, this is why I do it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's not something we ever set out to do. Like, I thought it would be a fun, great show, but I never thought that we would get an email every day that says I feel less alone. Like, to do that, to give that, like, gift to somebody is so crazy.
It really
it's
is.
Amazing.
I went to a panel for broadcasting, and people were talking about, like, why is radio so important and why is, like, broadcasting or podcasts, like, why is it such a thing? And I was like, because you're in a moment, you're present in the podcast, you're, even when you're listening, you feel like you're hanging out with somebody. Even since I was little, like, listening to the radio, I'm like, everybody just, like, is having a good time because they're having conversation, mm-hmm. and they're just interacting with people, having genuine conversation and being present. And I just, you always feel like you're hanging out with friends, and you choose what you want to listen to.
Right.
So people want to listen to you too, and they continue to listen because they feel like you're friends at this point, and you build this community where when there's a sense of community, like there's something powerful about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I think that's like podcasting is just such a powerful space to be in if you can have a good voice and use it for good, but use it for laughter and like kind of just like for what you guys are doing. Like, I loved listening to your podcast. I was like, oh. And I don't listen to podcasts. That's a confession on its own.
You're a pretty busy girl. And I think it's pretty natural for all three of us to be open and honest about what we're going through. I mean, you were on reality television. Mm-hmm. We all have these podcasts. But I think that I didn't realize that it wasn't so normal for other people to talk about these things openly. And, like, I was listening to you talk about mental health and the different kinds of, like, drugs that you were trying and, like, mm-hmm. what it did for your boyfriend and mm-hmm. your relationship and mm-hmm. how hard that was. And I think that, like, so many people must have listened to that and been like, oh, my God, me too. And I've never heard another person say that before.
Right. And same thing with even just talking about hormones. Like, women feel like, well, I was talking to my doctor about this other day with hormones. She's like, do you get PMS? I'm like, I used to, and it would really affect me. And she's like, and I bet you just thought like, oh, this is normal. I have to just accept this. She's like, it's not normal. Like, and you can talk about it, and we should talk about our hormones and what it does to us, because we all just make excuses, or we just like think, oh, something's wrong with us this week or whatever. But like, nobody talks about what like hormones do to you, or how much it affects you, or relationships, or like your day. And same with mental health. Like, if you just talk about it, I think we're in a time right now where people are just becoming more and more open about it. And how many people have come out saying, me too. Oh, I suffer from that too. Oh, it's so nice to know that like I'm not alone. Or even like I feel like I'm an overall pretty happy person and pretty positive. But that doesn't mean that I can't struggle from certain things like that as well.
Yeah. A girlfriend of mine, she's like great on Instagram. She's huge on Vine. She's beautiful, mm-hmm. like influencer type. And I noticed she kind of went silent for a little bit. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what's going on? She doesn't post a lot. She's so funny. She's so beautiful. And like did this long post of like she's Nexplanon or some weird birth control. And mm-hmm. like she gained 15 pounds. Yep. She was depressed. Yep. She was wondering if her marriage was going to like her whole life was Mm-hmm. And I went through the comments and like just seeing girls be like, oh, my God, this is what's happening with me. Mm-hmm. I think she probably changed people's life with that.
Oh,
and then documented
100%.
The whole thing. It's something that's in your underneath. Like it's you have to get it surgically removed.
Yeah.
So she like went in and got it out. She's like lost the weight and she's so happy. I saw her the other night and I was like, she wasn't the type to do that. She never like aired her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say dirty laundry.
No,
even, but like
what
that
she's going
kind of,
through.
Yeah,
if it's
so
not
it was
like
really
yeah.
powerful.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's crazy. That's what social media can be such a like. I always say it's like such a blessing and a curse because sometimes it's like awful things are said on there, and you feel like crap when you read like mean comments. But also, it has so much power to like reach so many people and change lives and change people's days, and especially having like some sort of platform where like a lot of people can listen. Like you, it's really. Moving to know that you can have that kind of power on somebody.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember a few years ago, we talk about this a lot on the show, but I was engaged to somebody who like left me the day after our engagement party. And I remember, yeah, it was crazy. And I remember at the time I was so humiliated. It was like the depths of humiliation because I'd never heard of such a thing in my entire life. Like who gets left after an engagement party? Like there wasn't as much social – Instagram wasn't, like, huge at that point. It was a few years ago. I had no platform to go to be like, has this ever happened to somebody before? I was humiliated.
And you felt
and
alone, probably.
I felt so alone. Mm-hmm. And I guess a couple years later, I started to meet more people that, like, I was 28 years old. Of course this has happened to people. And, of course, people make these horrible decisions. And, like, their life gets better and it's fine. But I had never heard somebody say, like, this has happened to me before and this is going to be fine.
Yeah.
And that really made it so much more embarrassing and so much worse.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's – I mean – even growing up in our times, like in our times, I act like we're so old. But like if there's always magazines of like what girls' bodies should look like and Barbie dolls and all these things. And if there was just some sort of influencer or celebrity that was like out there talking about like their body and what they actually look like.
Right.
And what, like, you know, if there's somebody out there that was doing that, now I do feel like there's more of those people coming out and having more like confidence and this platform to talk about those kinds of things. So it's just such a weird time to be alive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the most like the most positive and it can also be the most negative space. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we haven't really gotten a lot of like hate and trolls yet. We're really lucky.
Because people want to listen. Like if, you know,
but also like who's going to like hate troll you? That's so annoying.
I get it so bad.
Ugh.
I mean, I just think it's. I don't take anything personally.
For sure. It's not. It's jealousy and it's people that have their own shit going on and they're taking it out on the internet.
Well, you got to think a stranger that attacks – a person that attacks a total stranger on social media for something so – not like that you look too skinny or something.
Right.
Like that they've got something going on.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
and I think a big part of being on the other end of it is like the level of self-love you have. Like I've worked so hard on myself to have self-love and like confidence and just really love who I am down to my core. And I think I'm like – yeah, that just says a lot about you.
Oh, like, my gosh. I think the more you mature, you like it turns a little bit. You see those people and you just feel a little bit of pity.
And that's – I mean, they can really piss me off. I'll get fired
for
up.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. I'll be go look at Susan and be like, are you f***ing serious,
are
Susan?
Serious?
Like,
yeah.
And I'll get fired up. But I'm not like taking it personally. I'm not like – am I? Do I look sick? Like, but telling a healthy person they look sick is like really messed up to me. But I know I'm healthy,
right?
So I'm. It's just like it's also the level of self love that you have.
And
what
the f*** is Susan
doing?
Nothing. What I mean? Like
she's
like,
trolling.
She's working at Walgreens at the cashier. Like her life sucks. She has
she's
to
mad.
Take it out on you. She's
mad.
Yeah.
Hurt people.
Yep.
That's
hurt people. Totally.
They see me trolling.
they
hating.
Ashley's always rapping with our guests.
Oh, me too. I love a good rap.
Let's go. Rap battle.
Don't get me started. I will take you down and flip a table at the end.
And then you'll never rap.
Looking around for which table we're going to
flip. A table flip is the new mic drop. I'm out. Wham. Just so much damage. And like,
so much
you get like bills at the end of. It's like you're going to
pay for that. I'm
going to
go into your studio. I'm going to flip like the table with all the equipment on it. I'm going to break everything.
They're going to bill me.
Yeah, we got a bill.
You're going to have to pay for that, Caitlin.
Hey, guys, here are some useful car tips that you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve your gas mileage. And you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range. Here's another tip you also also might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Who doesn't want that, really? Some features not available in all states.
Hey, you guys haven't confessed.
Okay. Oh, okay. We talked about what they were going to be this morning. They're not dating related.
Well, I don't
care. Sort of dating related.
Oh, it can be anything. Is it poop related?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be poop.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're both, super open and honest. And so, I don't get embarrassed by that many things.
No, me
either. And I think that, it's usually, period stuff. Like, I bled on a guy or, I threw up on a guy.
Right.
I don't know. All those things have happened to me and I don't
so
care.
So casual. I bled on a guy, threw up on a guy, pooped on a guy, whatever.
You threw up on a guy? What are you talking about?
I had a gag reflexed a little bit up one
morning. Oh, I see. Right, right.
Happens.
Okay,
happens to
there.
Them.
Yeah. Who hasn't puked on a dick?
Me. we both raise our hands.
Hand.
We're like, well, who has?
Not single.
Go on.
I think one of my most embarrassing moments, thank God I was alone, but I've shared it with our podcast.
Perfect.
So only several million people know about it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a restaurant. I'm a food blogger, so I go to restaurants, take photos. Mm-hmm. I went to this restaurant, had a pretty decent meal. I just started to not feel very good during the meal, and I was I just got to go home. And normally I'll take a cab, but it was kind of early, so I decided to save money. I'll take the train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the train, and I start I'm like, oh, my God, something is not right. And I start sweating, and I can feel a pressure building up in my stomach.
Oh, boy.
And you feel it dropping
brewing.
Into your butt.
It's brewing.
Right. And you're I'm sweating, and I'm trying to talk myself through this. And okay, three more stops. You're going to be okay. You're breathing deep.
Yeah.
And you're seeing things. I get off the train. I make it all the way up the steps, down the street, up the steps to my apartment. Steps are not hard. Steps are hard when
oh
you think
gosh.
You're
because you can't
pants.
Totally clench your butthole when you're trying to go upstairs.
Right.
Yeah. You
got
to release a little each
yeah.
step.
Right. And I'm breathing heavy each step. I'm okay, you can do this one more step. And I got to my front door, and I put my key into the door, and my butt just gave up.
Yeah.
My butt was we're doing this here.
Yeah, you're you know what? We made it home. At least there's that.
Right. And it sensed that my toilet was near, and
yeah.
I just shit my pants in the
That's
hallway
the
of my apartment building.
You shit your pants in your hallway.
And yeah. was anybody there?
No, thank God. But
oh
it was
God.
Also, it was stretch pants. It was pleather
oh,
stretch
wow.
pants.
So it,
so
it kind of held
there
it
was,
in?
There was no give.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, kinda, but that's good.
No, you want some. It was just really.
If there was give, it might be. Yeah, I'm a little sick right now. But I feel a little nauseous, but it's okay. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing your truth.
I will now wash away your sins with my wine if I can get through it.
Mm. Listen, celebrities, we're just regular people. Who hasn't shit their pants? Who
Everyone has. It's who's willing to be honest to talk about it.
Me. Well, I'm out here giving the gift to everybody. People are like, she went there.
Yeah.
She's not
People
afraid
love
to talk
when
about
you
it.
Go there.
Right.
People love it.
Kaylin's out here talking about medical health issues and Zoloft. And I'm I'm not afraid to shit my pants
don't
to talk
get,
about it.
Don't get me wrong. I love a good poop story. I confess
doesn't?
All the time my disgusting things.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Your turn.
This is the perfect segue into other bodily things.
Okay. I'm trying to think how to set this up. Okay. A couple things. I was 19. I used to drink and drive a lot. I don't anymore.
Wow.
I super, I got caught.
Yeah.
So I just obviously don't endorse it. Obviously, drink and responsibly don't drink and drive. But I did. So I was 19. This was the last summer I lived at home after the – This was in college, after freshman year of college. Every year after that, I would live at the beach and, mm-hmm. and waitress. And so this was the last summer I was living at home. And my dad owns a business, small business, maybe had, five employees. And one of the guys that worked for him that summer was super hot. And, I would always go in there and I would see him. And my dad's don't even think about it.
Yeah.
We would flirt a little. And then he started coming in to see me at Mother Restaurant where I waitress. And it was this whole secret thing.
Yeah.
And, my dad was like, "Do not. This cannot happen." He could pick up on a vibe. It was not. It was not okay. So that's a little bit of that background. So I was like, "I'm not gonna." I really respect my dad. I was like, "I'm not gonna f- with this guy, but we can flirt, and he can come see me at Lone Star Steakhouse when I'm waitressing." And so I just got super wasted, and I was driving. That's why I was driving. So I again, not good. I'm driving. I was almost home. I think I was on the highway, though, and I just, like, had to pee, and I just peed myself in my car.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, the pee in your pants is your confession, not the drunk driving? Like, the pee
right.
in the
drunk
car.
Driving, like, come on. I've had a couple DUIs. So, another separate confession. So, I pee my pants in my car. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah, not ideal.
Not ideal. I go home, and I'm like, oh, man. Well, what else am I going to do tonight? You know, so I like threw my jeans in the corner, put on a fresh pair,
yeah.
No shower involved.
Nice.
And then Booty called this guy that worked for my dad.
So here's the confession.
It's a two-parter. It's a two-parter.
Yeah, okay. I was waiting for that.
So I call this guy and he, you know, answers. I'm like, I'm coming over. Just so, so drunk. So yeah. I just, you know, got back in my piss car. I don't know. And
the
clearly,
old piss mobile.
I heard why you sat, you brought, put clean pants on
and then sat
made
in your
new,
own urine.
I don't,
guys,
new
I don't know.
Pants.
I don't think I like totally soaked the car, but my pants had to be changed. So, you know, it's like, what else can I do to ruin a life today? You know,
right.
So I went to his place. We hooked up. It was like we had sex. It was like a really crazy all over the place. It had been building up for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I drove home and I was like, I feel kind of badly about this. And the next day I'm kind of having like regrets and guilties. And obviously I'm super hungover and my
Sunday scaries.
I had left something at his house. Like a wallet or something important. He brought it to me. We met up halfway. Where
is
was
this
like,
a three-parter?
So, and that my dad.
There's a lot of shame.
My
in
dad
story.
Comes home. Uh-huh. My dad comes home from work that day, and he's like, "Had to fire." His name's Matt. Whatever. Who cares? There's a ton.
There's a lot of Matts out there.
Had to fire Matt today, and I was like, "Why is that?" He was like, "He called out of work," and then we saw him driving around, and I was like. Called out of work because I was f***ing him till 5 a.m. and he was driving around because he had to bring me my wallet.
And he got
And now
fired.
I lost his job.
Oh,
and my car smells like piss.
And he's like, I f***ed old pee pants last night and I lost my job.
Oh my God.
And my whole place smells like urine. I can't afford to get it cleaned.
There is so many levels to the story. I feel bad for Matt.
Sorry, Matt. Miss you every day.
The one that got
the
away.
The one that got away. And you know when you're like, you're 19, you just like don't want, you're just so irresponsible and like you don't give a shit about anything. So
yeah.
I didn't even like apologize. I was like, never talk to me again. Bye. This is awkward.
Yeah. You're like, peace out.
Sorry you're jobless and your house smells like this. I don't know.
Not my bad.
Not
or
my
is it?
But I just couldn't believe it because I heard my dad say, like, he called out of work. And I'm like, oh, I know why. You know, like, I
And your dad never.
I feel terrible.
He still doesn't know to this day.
Yeah.
That's
so.
A weird thing to share with your dad. That's a weird confession.
That's true.
Of course. That's why it's a I don't think anyone really knows this story.
No,
to be
great
honest.
Point. That's why you're confessing
right.
now.
So my dad, he'll never listen to this. But Matt, if you're out there, I'm so sorry. If you ever want to hook up again, though, like, now there's no conflict with my dad. So
I don't pee my pants anymore.
Or pee pants.
I haven't peed my pants in years.
I'm more experienced now. I've got this.
I pee outside of the car. Then I get in the car.
So
when Ashley first told me the story, I was sitting on the sink and I fell into the sink. I was laughing so
this
hard.
This was an hour ago.
Well, we were trying to decide what to say. I was like, I had this one kind of random story to use in the confessional. And I start telling Raina and she's like, what the?
Well, last night I was like, I'm going to tell a poop story. I'm like, you don't have any stories to like pee or poop. She's like, no, nothing comes up for me.
Today?
Like, this isn't the crazy, like, if this isn't the craziest thing that's ever happened to you, you are a very dynamic
person. But Raina
goes,
yeah.
I thought that she was just sitting in a parking lot. Not, I thought that she was just, like, sitting there, and she was like, well, I'm here, and I have to pee. So she just, like, the car was not in motion.
Well, I was like, Raina, I was on the highway. I didn't just get in my car to take a piss. Like,
right.
I wasn't like, I gotta go. Why don't I just hop in my car?
Right. Yeah. No, I get it.
I think I was on the highway. Because, I mean, you know, usually you just jump out and go wherever, but I think it
but
was, like,
couldn't.
Not. Yeah.
You were like, that's my only option.
Yeah.
What kind of car?
A Nissan Xterra.
Okay.
What is there like an appropriate kind of car to pee in?
Yeah, like a Pontiac Sunfire.
A
Actually,
Kia.
I'm sorry, I lied. I got that car later. The Nissan Altima.
Oh.
Big Nissan.
Everybody,
Nissan guy.
Everybody had that car.
Sorry,
at
it
college.
Was my Altima. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Those are good. You know what?
Yeah.
Cheers.
They're a good pee car.
Cheers to those confessions.
No, don't do that. That's bad luck.
What?
I can't cheers with water.
No. No, you psycho.
I'm drinking. Sorry, I'm such a loser.
We have a show tonight. I'm sorry, you're so unprofessional.
No, you're not.
Ashley shows up all drunk
I'm
to our show.
I'm unprofessional. That's great content.
A few sips.
Great content.
I can't deny Whispering Angel.
Isn't it the best rosé?
Oh, can I try it?
You have to. Actually, it's my inspiration. I'm coming out with a rosé and a Pinot Noir. And I'm like, Whispering Angel is the only rosé I've... No, I love rosé, but it's the only one that I keep going back to that I'm like,
I love
oh my God, it's so good.
So I have, can I tell you a quick Whispering Angel story?
Of course.
So I love it so much. And an ex of mine... We always had to like watch football on the weekends and stuff. So my deal was like, okay, I'll watch football with you. You know, pick me up my favorite rosé, snacks, whatever. That's kind of the trade-off. And he came home one time and he was like, they didn't have Whispering Angel. And I was like, I know he didn't go to the liquor store. I know he just went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
They didn't have it at Kroger. Mm. And I was like, did you go to Greens? That's a liquor store.
Yeah.
And he was like, I went to Greens. They didn't have it. And I was like,
liar.
I called Greens.
Because I knew he was lying.
Are you sure you're not Jewish?
I called Greens Liquor Store. No, I called Greens Liquor Store. I was like, do you have Whispered Angel? They go, we have a huge – they have like an end cap. You know what I mean? Like you can't miss it. And I'm like, you lied to me.
They're like, we've brought someone in today to do samples of Whispering Angel. We're selling them for half price.
Yeah, right when you walk in the door, sample's there.
It's a setup.
Your boyfriend gets home, Sherlock Heseltine is just like sitting there ready to like rip him to shreds. There's like charts and graphs and you know exactly how many bottles are there. Who was assigned to the tasting today? Ashley's like, example number one, the recording from the guy at the store. Exhibit number two, they sent me their delivery orders for the afternoon and their P&L sheets from the Whispering Angel.
Our relationship was all downhill from there. That first lie.
Oh, yeah. He can't come back from that.
He can't come back from that.
No, good try. What was his name?
Right.
Matt 2.0.
That was also Matt. Oh, my gosh.
Shit, that is really funny. Well, lesson learned. He won't do that to a girl
again. P&L sheets. Even your work words. I love it.
I love when I say like, things what? Are just like...
It does not land with either one of us. We're
is
like,
it,
what?
Is it profit and loss?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. I love that you guys are out here negging me because I used to have a job like 6 years ago one time.
Yeah, we're like, what a weirdo. Are you using work terms? Supply and demand.
You worked at Amazon. What a lame company.
We did an episode about should you f*** your coworkers, and Ashley was like, I've never had a job. And I was like, I've never had a job where I haven't f***ed a coworker. So
wow.
I'll carry this episode.
This is my episode. That's so funny. Okay, I'm like so sad that we're like literally out of time, but people wanted to ask you guys questions, so we're going to do it rapid fire style.
Awesome.
So we can just ask you and you can give us a little like first thing that comes to your mind, even though they're kind of deep. Maggie C wants to know, describe your dream guy. Let's do three words.
Funny, honest, taller than me.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my 30s, so like has a job.
Three words. Has a job. Nailed it.
Has a penis. That's it.
Has a...
Is not poor.
Penis.
No. He can breathe. That's it.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. You have so many options.
I know.
This is great.
Those three words are bar is low. That's it. That's all you need to know.
That was my favorite when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married and... Somebody did like a meme, like the bar is so low that Prince Harry told Meghan she looked beautiful on the wedding day. And people were like, he's such a prince. It was like he like put out her veil and he was like, you look beautiful. And people were like, girls were like, oh, my God, he's perfect.
So ridiculous.
Like that's how low the bar is for guys these days. OK, so this is my favorite handle. Savannah Onana.
I love it.
Good, right?
Love it.
Savannah Onana wants to know your thoughts on open relationships.
We are dying to do an episode about this. We have a couple that are going to come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We found the couple. We've been on the hunt since we started our podcast.
Oh, amazing.
I am very fascinated by monogamy.
I'm so fascinated, yeah.
I just think that, like, monogamy, it's so crazy because we all want it. I want it. Like, I demand it. I need it.
Me too.
But it's such a construct. Like, it's like, well, why do you have to be monogamous? And why should one person have to be everything to you always forever? Like, that's not fair. And sex gets really boring with one person. But, like, I need monogamy. I like the thought of my partner being with somebody else. It kills me.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I went on a date with a guy. I really, really vibed with him, really liked him, a first date. And he mentioned that was kind of what he was into.
Wow.
And I was like really bummed.
Total deal breaker for me.
Yeah. And it wasn't. It's just I just don't think it's for me.
Yeah, it's definitely not for me. I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm crazy jealous, but I'm like healthy jealous where I'm like, that's not okay with me.
Yeah. And also, like zero judgment. And like, yeah. we had a
I wish I could make it work.
Totally. I'm like, respect to you if you can, because you probably are so happy and like secure.
Yeah. And you get all your needs fulfilled and you still get to be with this partner. And if I could emotionally make it work for myself, then I would love that. Yeah. I can't imagine a partner that I could make that work with.
Yeah. No, it's to each their own.
And
I
cut you off. What were you going to say?
No, that was it. I'm good. Remember, we had a great guest. He was he's gay, and him and his partner have an open relationship, and it really seems to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guess my fear ultimately is that it becomes more than sex. With I don't need that at all. But if my boyfriend needed it, husband, fiance, whatever, my fear would just be like he like likes somebody more than me.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, what are you not getting with me that you're getting with them?
Well, where's the line, right? Like, what are you allowed to like stay after sex and like talk to the person? Do you like lay in bed together and talk?
Yeah, do you like laugh? Yeah. Your jokes? I can't.
That would kill me.
Sick.
Oh yeah, the thought of my partner like laughing with another person that would kill me.
No, I can't.
You know?
Not for us.
No, not for me. But hey,
have mad respect.
This is one of my favorite sayings is, good for you, not for me.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, because it's like, that. Who's to say that what's right or wrong if it's what makes you happy?
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Love that.
I'm not going to read this girl's name in case her husband's sister is listening. But a listener says she's been having problems with her husband's sister and that she never includes her and they're married. They've been married for 18 years and this guy's sister never includes her. They'll go on trips together and he only invites her brother. And says, oh, she wouldn't be interested and like totally cuts her out of everything. And she said, oh, she just wants advice on that. I'm like, what did she say? She wants advice.
It's Raina can speak to it because she's had a little similar situation. I have a brother. I couldn't handle that. It's crazy to me that's been happening for 18 years.
Like, I know.
I can't believe the sister hasn't chilled out.
Yeah, I know. It's 18
years. How have they had this stress for 18 years?
Yeah.
Right. I think after 18 years, you should feel empowered to look at the person and be like, all right, let's just level with each other.
Right.
Hey, you do this and
let's
I don't like it.
Let's go to drinks.
Right.
Sis.
Right.
And I'm really lucky that my brother married somebody that I'm like so crazy about.
Yeah.
I've never had any sisters. And so she is very much a sister to me and I love her. And one time I invited him to go on a trip to New Orleans with me because we've never taken a trip in our adult life, just the two of us. And I invited him to this trip to New Orleans and she called me like 20 minutes later and she was like, so I'm going to invite myself. I think it'd be really fun. But she knows that doesn't bother me.
Right.
She's fine. I don't feel like a third wheel. But, like, she's done things.
You had a situation with a guy you dated that had a weird sister.
I dated somebody who had a sister that refused to spend time with us. Yeah. It made me uncomfortable. But I didn't marry him. We weren't together. If there was a situation where I was going to marry this person, I would feel totally empowered to be like, what is your – let's just get a drink and talk about what your problem is.
When I read that, I'm like, I have questions.
Because
I'm like, have you brought this up to the sister? Have you sat down and had an honest conversation about it?
What does the husband do? Like,
how does he deal with it?
How does he react? Does he know it's weird?
Yeah.
That's where I think with family, if my partner has something weird in the family – something very off. That's clearly not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't recognize it. That would be very hard for me. It's one thing if he's like, I know my sister's f***ing crazy.
Right.
Or I know my mom's blah, 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 blah.
Right.
As long as we're on the same team and the same page, it's easier for me to deal with. But if he's like, what? I don't know. She just wants to
vacation. And then he goes on this trip.
It would be hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want my partner to always facilitate good relationships between me and their family and their friends. Because I'm somebody that tries to walk in every situation and be nice. I'm not one of those like nightmare people that you're just my partner. Or his sibling is such a bitch.
Right.
But I would want my partner to facilitate it. But if they can't, I guess, you know,
they've been married for 18 years. They're doing something, right? I mean,
exactly.
That's a long time.
Exactly. That's why I have so many questions.
So many questions. She can also, she wants to email us. We'll talk about it in more depth
at
our podcast.
Person. What's the email she can email?
hello@girlsgotteatpodcast.com.
Okay, perfect.
We want more info.
Then we can, we got to get into, the depth of this. Yeah.
I think it's
–
so does she reach out to the sister ever and just try to hang out with her? Because it might just be that the sister perceives that she doesn't want to spend time with her.
Right.
And she's like, well, I'm not going to invite you. You don't invite me to anything.
Right.
True.
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Please keep me posted. Jessica Cameron wants to know, are blowjobs still a thing? This is the one I was like – when you talked about oral sex, I was like, I got a question for you. Are blowjobs still a thing? The older I get, the more I feel like it's gross and immature.
What? I love a blowjob.
Yeah.
They're definitely still a thing for men.
And all the men,
they have not gone out of style.
All the men listening are like, yes, yes, they are. Just, don't like even screaming. Put that out there.
Don't yeah. even say it. Yeah.
The three guys listening to this.
My thing is, I'm down for blowjobs. I kind of always say blowjobs are for boyfriends. So I'm really down to pleasure my partner in that way. If he's showered kind of soon before, you know, like I'm not like, yeah. come home from work in a full day and let me suck that dick, yeah. you know, but like I'm down. I don't do that with a new guy.
Oh, absolutely
not. I think you need to not need. No girl needs to do anything. But if you really love your partner, I do think almost every man enjoys that. Yeah. So try to find a way to know that that's pleasuring your partner. Yeah. And
make sure it's reciprocated, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right? You love blowjobs.
I love blowjobs.
Wow.
And I mean, I agree with Ashley. Like, I'm not out here just, like, lining up for blowjobs.
Right.
I think it's a relationship thing. I would definitely – I would have sex with somebody before I give a blowjob to somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody to, like, body parts in my mouth that I'm not in a relationship with. Oh,
so you don't love a blowjob?
No. When I'm in a relationship, love it.
Love for you.
Or, like, I don't know, like – the first, like, you're dating somebody for a little while, not like a full-blown. I love it. I love partnering pleasuring my partner. It gives me pleasure. Like, I really like it.
You're such a giver.
I do get a little, I get grossed out easily, I think. So I'm like, here's the deal, boyfriend. You want a blowjob? Take a shower. You know what I mean?
Like, what are the guys that you date doing all day long? They, like, work up a sweat on their penis.
That's, like, a main area to break out a sweat.
Bartenders.
Any job with any physical...
If they're moving, their balls are sweating.
I just think about a guy in an office.
Guys are so gross. Like, I'm just like, I will, like, suck your dick all day, but just can it be clean?
That's unsolicited dick pics. What do we feel about that?
Oh, jeez. What the...
Don't want them, guys. Absolutely not.
Those are out of style.
Those are so out. Those are out. Stop.
I have this theory that guys only send them because they want you to reciprocate.
Oh, but you're like, yeah, but women's bodies are beautiful. Penises are gross.
Right.
That is... So true. Every guy we've had on our show agrees with that.
Yes, every guy does deep down agree, but they're like, that is actually a great point. They probably just want one back. So they're like, if I
totally.
Do.
It's a Hail Mary.
Yeah, it's a Hail Mary.
We love a dick outline pic.
Well, we love a dick outline in person, like a gray sweatpants. Raina likes
The bulge.
I love a pic of the bulge.
The gray sweatpants bulge on like a Sunday. Yeah.
Or any day.
Oh.
Any day.
Nope, just Sunday for me.
It's your new thing. So share what you
I was on the subway the other day. This guy had like a beautiful dick outline in his sweatpants, but I was on the train, so it was like shaking back and forth a little bit.
Oh, yeah. A little vibrate.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Or like after this.
She acted like it was a nice glass of wine. It was really nice.
It was nice. It paired well with my train ride.
But for photos, I find mesh shorts to be the best avenue for a dick outline.
You're taking Raina's a photographer. You think she shoots food. She's just
you're passionate about like air conditioning. Raina's passionate about a dick outline.
In the right pair of pants.
Mesh.
Or mesh shorts.
That's freaking amazing.
She's going to like basketball practice at the gym. Lots of mesh shorts. She's got her long lens.
The gym is definitely your home. Like, that's where you need to live.
Not to exercise, just to see
just
dick outlines.
Just to see mesh dick outlines.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Love a good DL.
DL. We're abbreviating. This is my... I love this podcast. I don't want it to end.
I love it. Can we be friends now?
Yes.
Love
let's
you.
Do like way. Okay. Well, we are friends. Like it or not, we're friends.
Great.
I'm a good like pusher of like I will push myself on you if I like you as a person.
Perfect.
Okay.
I like that quality.
Thanks. And I don't do that to many people. I will do it to you.
Okay.
I would love to come on your podcast.
You have to.
And also, where can people find you on all of the things?
So you can find the podcast anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, our website. Which is girlsgotteatpodcast.com.
Spotify.
Spotify as well. Our Instagram is girlsgotteatpodcast as well. Twitter is girlsgotteat_pod.
Oh, I was looking for that today.
Girls, okay. I should know this. I do the Twitter. I think it's girls_gotteat or girls
just Google girls gotta eat podcast Twitter
should come up but like our website girlsgottaeatpodcast.com for the live shows for the merch we have a cute store we have some fun designs
oh that's awesome
yeah the mug we're gonna send the mug to that one
yes we're gonna send
she doesn't
it,
have to share anymore but yeah that's really what we have going on but listening iTunes and Spotify mainly
okay
but you can find it anywhere
well I loved having you guys here I have one more question for you. What do you call a man with no nose and no body?
A chair? I don't know.
You don't know?
No nose. And wait.
Okay. No, do you know what it is? No. Hold on. No nose and no body.
Are we supposed to know or is this a joke?
It's a joke.
Okay. So I have no idea. Tell us.
It's like a jelly bean. That's what I envision.
Why are you guessing?
A phage without it.
No. Nobody knows.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?
Sponsors for this week's Off the Vine are My Bite Vitamins, it's the vitamin you've been waiting for. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Lightbox Jewelry, check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/vine. And TrueCar, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.